This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Know how we get there watching this team, but you're getting there. It's a resilient group. Found a way. The Broncos beat the Houston Texans 18-15. And I got to do a check on Mike first, though. Mike, check. How did that UNC pick treat you, Mike? I mean, you were close to fame if you could have nailed that, and it was over pretty much after the first kickoff.
No, I mean it was over after the second score for
for
Montana State. I have been wrong before.
Yeah, this would have been a big right for you. This could have been your claim to fame.
And this was a big wrong.
And it was a big wrong.
I was confident.
Well, I took them to cover the spread, so didn't get that right either.
I think a lot of people said that they would cover the spread, and I think a lot of people were confident that UNC would cover the spread. But my my confidence was shattered.
Yeah.
And then I took a nap.
Kind of, the Bears kind of smacked back to reality, I guess. Doesn't take away the improve that we've seen with them, but that certainly felt like a pretty significant step back. Castelli did play in that game, but it was bad in all phases. Defense was not bad for a while, but they were on the field a lot. So the Bears lose. The Cowboys lose.
Maybe they should just play all their games on the road.
Air Force loses. CU gets absolutely throttled by Arizona. Whew. 3-2 on the picks this weekend, Mike. So we gained a game. So we're happy. I took the Broncos to win. Needed that to get over the 500 mark. Sitting at a, I don't know, do you think 26-22 is respectable against the spread? No? Not good?
I mean, if you were gambling, you'd be making money.
Yeah, it would be over 500. 26-22. I was 23-20 to start the weekend, and we gained a game. So I'm taking that as a victory for me in the picks. We've got a busy weekend coming up. CSU's back at it. Feels like they've been off for a while now. Maybe that's a good thing. But the Broncos get it done in another fourth quarter comeback win. I mean, they come back from trailing in the fourth quarter 4 of the past 5 weeks. They're now 4-0 when trailing entering the fourth quarter and 3-2 when leading. So do you want to be down when you go into the fourth? Mike, I'm not saying I think they're a contender or I don't think they're a contender. I'm just saying 7-2. Why doesn't it feel like they're 7-2? I mean, now you're going to get, well, I haven't beat anybody still because C.J. Stroud was out in this game. He missed most of the game. And defensively, both teams held up their end of the bargain, 18-15. Very low-scoring affair. Let's go through a couple here. Bo Nix looks pretty good at times. At other times, he just looks jittery back there. I like when he has space and can take off and do his thing. They did not run it enough again. J.K. Dobbins had 15 carries. R.J. Harvey had 2, but they are certainly using him in the passing game. He had 5 receptions for 51 yards and a beautiful, what was that, a 27-yard touchdown. That was cool. But why is it just the fact that it's coming down to the fourth quarter every game and they only lost 2 of them, but they're 7-2, Mike. That's one of the best records in the league. I still think it could go either way. I would like to see much more offensive production in the first half. I think we all would. You scored 11 in the fourth quarter. They've got to be one of the top teams in scoring in the fourth quarter. You know,
I think they are the top.
Are they the top? Okay, thanks, Mike. I guess with me, I don't care nationally if we're going to have this. Oh well, who have they beat? Who do they beat? No, it's not. If you're 7-2, isn't that kind of the point where you can confidently say you are what your record shows? Yeah, they could have been 9-0. They could have been 5-4 or 5-2, 5-4. Yeah, there we go. Got there. They could have been all those things, but the fact is they're 7-2. They found ways to win. Good teams find ways to win, even when it feels like they haven't necessarily put everything together yet on one side of the ball.
The biggest criticism of the greatest show on turf, the Rams, many mm-hmm. years ago, was St. they Louis. Played a weak schedule, and yeah. yet they still won the Super Bowl.
They still won a Super Bowl. I mean, right now, who can you confidently say is a favorite? Not a contender, but a favorite to win the Super Bowl. I mean, are we really going to... If you just want to look at the top of each division in the AFC, or at least go to the Super Bowl, New England's number one in the East, Pittsburgh's number one in the North, the Colts are number one in the South, they lost, and the Broncos are number one in the West. Now, if you want to go further, the Bills, second... Obviously, they're right behind the Patriots. The Ravens with Lamar back are going to be a threat. I don't think anybody in the South, I mean, maybe Jacksonville, but look what happened with them yesterday. Found a way to get it done. And then you have the Chargers and the Chiefs in the West. I don't think anybody of those, I don't think any of those teams are overwhelming, are playing like overwhelming favorites right now. It's still probably, I mean, the Patriots are playing unreal. The Bills look good. They got that win over the Chiefs. But I could go either way. Now you got the Raiders coming up on Thursday, and that should be a win. Even if it comes down to a fourth quarter, I don't care. I don't care. I don't know if this team is going to be the style team. But they got it done in the fourth, man. Just continuing to do this. I mean, to start, you know, that possession in the fourth when they're down 15-7, you started off, I mean, that was an 8-play, 61-yard drive. A 13-yard pass to Troy Franklin. Then you had a 3-yard pass to Troy, getting Franklin involved. There was a big moment in this game, though, when it was there was a third down that they needed to pick up. Was it 3rd-and-7 on Houston's 45 early in that fourth quarter? Bo found Pat Bryant for an amazing play to keep that possession going. And then a couple plays later, you get the 27-yard touchdown pass from Bo Nix to R.J. Harvey. And then they go for two, got it, tie football game. Defensively, you hold Houston to a punt, then we're punting back and forth all quarter pretty much until the final. Denver drives down and gets that field goal, and I loved the interaction between Sean Payton and Will Lutz. And Sean yells out to Will Lutz right before the game winner, and just, what did he say? Just knock it through. Not kind of winked at him, knock it through. I kind of thought that was interesting, almost like a reverse freeze of a kicker. Like, hey, you might be nervous about this one. You've done it a lot, but, you know, had one blocked earlier. Special teams is an issue, and we'll get to that. But I kind of liked that moment. If he missed it, I think people would have said, Sean shouldn't have distracted him. Whatever. That was cool. And then to just go knock it right through, win the game, walk out of Houston, quarterback injury, whatever, walk out of Houston with a 7-2 record and a realistic opportunity to bring an 8-2 record to the game against Kansas City next weekend. Pretty exciting.
First of all, I think that comment to your kicker is
Will
like
Lutz.
The perfect comment. It says, I have faith in you.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, knock it through. You don't need him to have a big speech.
Well, I think
he says,
Sean,
hey, I have confidence in you. Do it.
I think Sean and everybody realized what that win, if they could pull it off, would do. Now we're you know, 9 games into the season. We're over the halfway point, and you're 7-2, and now you're looking at being the top team in the AFC. Now, again, the Patriots have a favorable schedule. We'll see what the Colts do if they bounce back. They have that tiebreaker over Denver. But that was a nice game at the end. At the end. Defensively, though, they did what they needed to do. I mean, Houston ran for 77 yards, and they threw for 191. Got to Davis Mills twice, got to C.J. Stroud before he got hurt twice. 4 sacks on the day for the Denver Broncos.
The most impressive part, I think, is that, and I thought I heard them say this, but Houston is the best fourth quarter team as far as scoring. So we're the best, they're the best. Usually defense has the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this case.
Well, Bo looks like he just thrives in those moments, man. He might have up and down. He might be up and down throughout the game. He doesn't look elite at chunks in most of his games. I don't know that we've ever, this year, we've looked at it and said Bo Nix played a complete game and was just brilliant. But what you do in the fourth quarter, I'd much rather the other way around. I remember a guy named Kyle Orton that was really good throwing the ball between the 20s, just couldn't score a lot. Didn't have that crunch time factor. And Bo certainly seems to have that, and that's exciting.
He's got the spirit of Elway in him.
Kind of. I mean, he kind of has that just win at all costs mentality. He was 18 of 37, 173 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did throw an early pick again.
Yeah, I didn't like that pick.
He seems to have one or two of those a game, gets him out of a system, and then it's just bide your time. This defense can keep you in game. I mean, defensively, Mike, come on. We have to give this unit, I mean, they're flowers. It kind of reminded me of the Tim Tebow days. Not that Tebow reminds me of Bo Nix, but the defense just does whatever they can to make it a fourth quarter game. Even if it was 15-0 in the fourth quarter, you still feel like, well, there's a shot that you could do it. And in this case, it was 15-7, and you scored 11 in the fourth quarter. Keep it close, which is what this defense can do, with or without Patrick Surtain. And then allow some kind of magic to happen offensively for the Broncos. It's fun, and today I'm not really sitting here like, well, they didn't answer the test because, well, C.J. Stroud was out. You know, I wasn't going to get on and do that because they still got the dub. And Mills was all right, thrown in 17 of 30, 137 yards. He had a rating of 68.3. But I'm really excited about this. I mean, it does, this team does kind of resemble that 2015 team.
And how about Riley Moss, by the way?
Yeah.
I saw a stat, and I don't remember exactly what the stat said, but it basically said Riley Moss is not a bad cornerback. Giving up a lot of, he's got a lot of penalties on him, but he's getting thrown to the most. If that stat is correct, he is the best cornerback in the league.
That's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
Yeah, I think it said he's given up the least.
If you can find that, that would be a good stat to get. Because as many times as they're throwing at him, he should be giving up a lot more.
And even when he's giving them up, it's not like he's being burned. It's not like he's 2 yards down the field. He's like right there.
Yeah.
And he's dealing with some pretty epic talent. Mm-hmm. When he was with against the Bengals, you have 2 great wide receivers, and they're throwing at him every time because they don't want to throw. You know, he's a talent. I have so much faith in the guy.
Nico Collins was targeted 11 times. He had 7 catches for 75 yards, but didn't have that obvious impact on the game. You can look at those yards. That's a nice game. It's not an amazing game. Dalton Schultz was pretty good. 6 receptions for 77 yards for him. But outside of those 2 guys, it was a pretty beautiful day for the Denver Broncos. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I mean, the other thing, too, like, I think Pat Bryant, another rookie receiver for this team, has kind of come on. You were without Marvin Mims Jr. in this game, so you needed somebody else to kind of step up, and He had two catches for 20 yards, but one of those was that third down conversion, and that was huge. That go back to that. I was listening to our coverage and watching the game with the Broncos flagship coverage, and it was, I think Dave mentioned that too, like several times. He's like, mark that play down. If Denver goes on to win this game, mark that third down conversion from Bo Nix to Pat Bryant down. And that was a significant play. R.J. Harvey in the pass game, 5 receptions, 51 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, I stand by him, man. He's like the Joker position. I would like to see him get the ball more. J.K. Dobbins had 15 carries for 61 yards. I just don't know what it's going to take for Sean Payton to really commit to the run game. And they had a lot of short drives in the first half. A lot of those. So in those short drives, you don't get heck. And obviously, they had a nice drive to start. After Houston missed their field goal, Denver drove down the field, set up for a field goal, and then that got blocked. But then after that, you know, you had a lot of three and outs, and it's just, you're not seeing this offense really click early in the game, but they're finding a way to get it done late.
Do you know in college, whenever you see one of those excitable coaches, and then you have someone who's like there to ring them back when they're about to, you know, walk on the field?
You need a run coach for Sean. Is that what
yeah,
you need?
You need like one of the running backs just be like, hey, coach, I exist.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello. I mean, 15 carries for J.K., but nobody else, really. I mean, you had Bo run it. But I love watching him run the football. He had 3 carries for 36 yards. I don't know if they had a lot of designed Bo Nix runs called, but...
The last one was. That last one was not a design.
No,
he just took advantage of it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't mind seeing more creativity in the run game on that side of it. But it's just, like, there's nobody that stands out really offensively for this team, and yet here you are. Cortland Sutton had 1 reception for 30 yards. It's a nice catch, big play, but nobody's dominating in the pass game.
My big criticism yesterday, other than, you know, don't run the ball a lot, is they kept saying the Texans have really good linebackers on the outside. Their outside linebackers are really good. And Sean Payton kept trying to do the screenplay, or he kept trying to do that, like, that jet sweep. And it's like it kept not working. They kept blowing it up. So fake that earlier. Just go downfield.
Well, don't they lead the league in screenplays? Didn't I hear that in the broadcast? The Broncos lead the league in how many screenplays they run?
Yeah, Sean Payton loves that stuff.
Is that a lack of faith in Bo, or is that just a lot of faith in your little short game scheme?
I think he just loves that stuff.
I just hate that
stuff.
Because
the Broncos are very good at running it. I think,
I know it works sometimes, but I just, when it doesn't work, it is just the ugliest play in football.
When your defense is smart enough and talented enough to sniff that stuff out, you have to go, okay, we're going to fake that. We're going to pretend that we're going to do that, and we're going to get, you know, some of our wide receivers like all the way down the field. Even though Bo Nix can't hit him down the field, we're just going to pretend like he's going to throw it.
Yeah. All right, Mike, let's do this real quick. We got the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good. And let's go right to it. The Broncos win. They're sitting at 7-2. Bonus good. Tonight, we have an action-packed night. You got Monday Night Football, but you got college basketball rocking and rolling. And the UNC Bears start their season tonight. We got Brock Wisney here, the Brock Wisney Show coming up. Cannot wait to chat with Brock and see what this team's all about. We're going to learn a little bit about him tonight. You got everybody's in action. You got Wyoming playing. You got CU playing. CSU's playing. Incarnate Word. First game as official first game for head coach Ali Faroukhmanesh. So there's an interesting story. There's a lot. There's going to be a lot to focus on. The bad is, it was UNC Bears. That was a rough game. Really rough situation for Ed Lamb and Northern Colorado, as it's been a fun season for them. They've been in every game. They've given a lot of people reasons to be excited, but that Montana State 55-7, that looks a lot like their scores of old. So can the Bears bounce back and make this a positive season? They have 3 games remaining, and they go to Northern Arizona, and I believe are they still ranked? They had a hell of a game on Friday. and then they're at Eastern Washington, and then Portland State. So, can you finish off? Yeah, that was a hell of a game. Northern Arizona lost to Idaho, so they might not be ranked anymore. The ugly, whoo, another blowout, and it's just that this one's ugly instead of bad because it's primetime. And you just got smoked by Arizona. 52-17. Utah, we all kind of went, well, I don't know, Utah. Arizona left no doubt early in this game. 25 minutes after the hour, that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Coming up next, we got the Brock Wisney Show. Cannot wait for this one. Presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Excellent, excellent business there. Big-time Bears supporter. Guys, check them out. Interior Sprinkler .com. Sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods, paint booths, and fire alarms. We got the Brock Wisney Show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang, Cody the Weather Guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
Okay, man, it's time. We got real basketball.
Oh yeah,
going on tonight. We got the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems Incorporated. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. They're great. I mean, I love what they do. Fire suppression and safety. You can count on them. They'll take care of your house. They'll take care of your business. But, I mean, Shane's just like a big-time supporter of all things UNC.
He's a real guy, man. Smiley would say he's a real one.
He is,
real guy.
He likes to get out. Like, he's sitting there on the sidelines, and he gets after. I'm sure he'll be there tonight.
Yeah, gets in the mud, you know, lets the other team know what's going on.
Man, we were talking a little bit about, like, some of the off-the-court stuff you guys are doing to promote the basketball program. I loved you guys did like the Halloween special one. And Quinn Danker was dressed in the Power Ranger.
He's the perfect guy for it, man. Really, get everybody involved.
What were you? Did you dress? I saw you in a couple of videos.
I wasn't in the Power Rangers costume. They did ask me, but you know they had Will Humor out there with Quinn.
So you were like, no, I'm not feeling.
Yeah,
that.
I wasn't feeling that one. You know, I would have liked to, but you know, Quinn's the perfect guy.
Did you dress up? Did you get it?
We were all Power Rangers.
So, not for that video.
Yeah, it's what we had. It was fun. It was a good time.
So I was asking you off the air. I'm like, do you see that kind of student engagement? Do you see that starting to build up some hype and excitement around the student body at UNC?
Yeah, you know, it's a tight-knit community now. You know, like everybody knows that, you know, we're all friends, and it's not like, you know, at a bigger school where like it's basketball players, right? It's just like everybody knows everybody, and it makes it great.
Well, it was like when we were doing the remote on Monday. Yeah. You know, all you guys are just walking around and eating with the common folk around here.
No, don't put it that way.
So that was cool. It reminded me of Jurassic Park, though, because all these 6'9", 6'10 dudes are just walking around like, wow, this is crazy. But that was a lot of fun last week to kind of build up on some of the hype surrounding the week that was. Last week, there was a lot of big games for UNC.
Yes, sir.
And then on the basketball side, kind of rounding it out. But you guys are going up against Colorado College tonight. College. You know, if people look at that on paper, they think, oh, the Bears are probably going to roll. But you guys just can't do that because we've seen Colorado College throw out some crazy games in the past.
Yeah, you know, you got to respect everybody. You know, and they're a really good team. You know, they're probably going to make their national tournament this year.
And yeah.
They're returning a lot of good players, too. some older, experienced guys. So when you go into these games, you have to approach it like you do any other game, respect them, and just kind of prepare the same that you would always.
Brock, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to kind of you take us through like your approach. Obviously, yeah. This is different because it's a 7:30 game tonight.
It is, yeah.
But like, what does a game day look like for you specifically? I want to get the details. Like,
yeah.
You have any superstitions, or you know, what time do you get to the arena, and then what's that process like? So if you would take us through that should be fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want me to do it right
no,
now?
No, we'll take a break. Yeah, Michael break, will yeah. be honest. Get you know with the clock. I screw it up a lot. So 34 minutes after the hour, we got the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to discuss. Let's go through Brock Wisney's game day experience coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
It's that time of year, man, where I don't know what I'm going to watch, when I'm going to watch it, how I'm going to watch it. That's the beauty of like ESPN Plus, though. If you don't watch it live, you can go back and watch some of the games on demand. We got the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Brock in studio. I love it, man, because I'm like, hey, you know, it's game day.
Yeah.
I never know, so I'm just going to check. But like Jaron Riley last year, he's like, oh, no, it's fine. If we're here, you know, and we're not on the road.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you making the time to come in today, man.
I was excited to come in and talk some stuff. So it's good.
You've been excellent at this. You make my job easy. Yeah. This first hour on Mondays just goes right by.
I'm glad.
What does game day look like for you, man?
Yeah. So
a 7:30 game tonight.
Yeah. So tonight's a little different. Normally we're at about 6, but it's mostly the same. So I'll sleep in, you know, make sure I get some good rest. So tonight I'm ready to go and energized. But I'll eat good in the mornings, relax a little, and then I'll go to the gym about 2 hours before our walkthrough. Our walkthroughs are normally like 5 hours before game time.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so today I'll probably go right after this and get my own little workout in. Maybe it's like touch shots or shooting. And then after that, I'll relax a little at the gym and then walkthrough. So walkthrough will be about an hour, some practice, some shots just with the team, and right after that, it's pregame meal. Smiley likes doing that 4 hours before the game, you know, just to let it digest and whatnot. So I'll be at 3:30. And then after that, I'll go home. I'm a nap guy on game days, you know, which some people are like, yeah, nap. Some people are like, no, like I can't sleep. But
just not nervous, but there's just a lot of energy.
Yeah, so I like the naps just to let me relax a little bit, get some energy back. And then I'll get to the gym about 2 hours, hour and a half before game time, and I'll go through another little workout before our warm-up, and that's really it.
How extensive are these workouts, though? I mean, like,
they're not crazy, so I'm not going to go in and kill myself
right.
or do anything. I just want to make sure my touch feels right, you know, my shot feels right, and just kind of give myself that little extra confidence. Like, okay, like, let's go into today and just do what you can do.
So. Do you ever get nervous?
I do, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, okay. I'm a high-strung guy. I get anxious sometimes, but you know, when it comes down to game time, I'm hoping to just be level-headed.
And, yeah.
You know, the adrenaline pumps, though. So that first media, sometimes I get going. But when I get into the game and my head's in the game, I wind down a little bit and I feel comfortable.
I always wonder about that because, you know, I played small-town USA high school basketball stuff. And I was nervous all the time. Yeah. And I always just wondered if D1 guys, if you've done it so much, you play all the time, but I guess it's pretty natural.
I think nerves are good. You know, it means that you care.
Yeah.
It means that you're locked in. So, I mean, it's natural. It's for sure natural.
What is the game day meal? You said it's 4 hours before the game.
Is.
So what are you guys typically eating?
Yeah, so we're normally getting catered. And it's either two things. It's Cables, which is now Roadhouse.
Big City Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Yeah, Big City Roadhouse. Or it's Pellegrini. So it's always pasta is what they try to get us. Pasta,
get those carbs
with some
protein going.
And yeah, just pure carbs.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, so you'll get that going 4 hours before tip-off. Do you guys eat after the game?
We do. They'll get us.
Because that has a lot of energy that's going out in these games.
Yeah, after those games, I'm tired and I feel almost skinny. I've probably sweated off like 6 pounds.
But, oh.
Yeah, they'll get us some food. I'm never that hungry, though. My adrenaline's just too high and I'm too high strung, but we'll always eat after the game.
So. All right, talk to me about this opponent tonight because guys like me or fans look at this and go, okay, Colorado College, and then you have Colorado Christian. I keep messing those up on Friday. You know, on paper, you look at those and you just go, okay, yeah, the Bears should start the season off But we've seen what Colorado College can do before, and they've won in some of these games before. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the opponent, Brock.
Yeah, you know, like we were talking a little bit ago, I'm off the air. You got to respect everybody, right? And they have a really good squad coming back. The guy who's my assignment, actually, his name is Asher. I played him growing up when I was younger and stuff. He's my same age. He's a senior there. He averaged 17-9 last year.
Wow.
So he's pretty good, and they got some good guards, good experienced guys. So, you know, it's really just about approaching it like a regular game and understanding they have the capabilities, you know, to compete with the team. We just have to, you know, stay focused on ourselves and detailed.
Well, we know, you know, we say this cliche in basketball, but at the beginning of this first month of November, we just kind of know teams aren't always playing at their absolute best.
Yeah.
So getting off to a good start for you guys would be huge with this game tonight.
That's so important. And, you know, our Smiley always says, you know, you want to be your best version of yourself by March, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's you want to be as good as you can now at the same time. So getting a little jump start would be awesome for us. And just hoping that we can go in there and just, you know, do the best we can and just live with the results afterwards.
It's such an interesting mindset for you guys, you know, and it's always, I know it is what it is, and I've always talked to Smiley like, hey, do you think we'll ever get to a point where we're getting at-larges for, you know, conferences like the Big Sky? And he's like, no, that just, the logistics, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, people keep asking me, like, how good I think this Bears team's going to be, just based on these conversations and the chats with Coach Smiley. I mean, I have no reason to believe you guys are going to take a step back. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to, in last year's case, it comes down to one game.
Yeah.
Every year it comes down to, can you win the tournament? You guys could go undefeated, theoretically, and still lose one game in the tournament, in the Big Sky tournament, and then that's it.
It is.
Does that hang over your head? Does that ever, like, frustrate? It's like, no matter how hard it is or no matter how great we play, we still have to win in that tournament.
Yeah, it does. You know, you think, like, sometimes, I remember my freshman year and we had a bad year. You always kept that hope because you're like, oh, we get to the tournament and we just string some stuff together and we're there.
Sure.
Right? But, you know, you can feel that way. But at the same time, our goal is to approach it like it's a long journey and it's all combined, right? So if we're doing well throughout the season, beginning, middle, and end, then that's just going to hopefully carry into that last tournament. And that's how we're approaching it, getting better every day and just making sure that we can peak at the right time.
Coach Smiley, I don't remember the phrase for this, Brock, so help me out, but he does this thing with you guys where he sits down individually and he asks you, you know, how many minutes you think you should play, and then he adds up all the minutes, and he's like, that's more than an actual basketball game.
Yeah.
You don't have to get into too many details because he likes to keep that somewhat secret.
Yeah.
But for you, it's pretty easy. You kind of knew your minutes last year, and I would imagine you kind of jot something down like that from last season.
Yeah, I mean, I always just kind of say, you know, what I think it is, and I'm not too worried by it. But, you know, you see the same trend every year. We end up with more minutes than what happens.
Because everybody thinks they should be getting more minutes,
right? Everybody thinks they're going to play and get a certain amount of minutes, so it's really interesting, but, you know, the roles get tightened down, and I think that kind of pushes guys to be like, okay, like, I got to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, but, I think, and I like that, too, because that showing, you know, what everybody is, not that coach is revealing who said what, but it's also a way of telling you guys, like, this is hard.
Yeah.
Because we like all these players.
Minutes.
And you all think you should get a lot of minutes. So maybe give me a break a little bit when he's trying to figure out, you know, how many guys to play and what that rotation looks like.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at, we have so many different guys that can play. And it's the same with every team, right? Like, we have like 11, 12, 13 guys that can actually step on and contribute on the floor.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, you just can't play that many. You can play 7 to 9. Normally that's the range. And because of that, you know, guys realize what separates yourself, right? And when it comes down to, for Smiley's detail, toughness, and just being able to think the game as well as play hard.
What are your? Do you have any individual goals? I mean, I know the team goal. I would imagine it's you know, win as many games as possible, regular season champs again, and then win the tournament. I would imagine all those things come in. But how about you? You know, individually.
You know, maybe in the past few years, I was like, okay, I want to like reach an all-conference team or do these sort of things, but this year I haven't even given that any thought.
None of it.
I just want to be the best version of myself so that we can win, you know, when it comes down to the end of it, win that conference championship. So, you know, individual goals, I'm just really focused on being the best version of myself, but for the reason of the team. So.
That's why you're one of the leaders, man. Yeah. You don't have like a specific number in your brain. You're just like, how do I play the best to put this entire team in the right position?
Yeah. Definitely. You know, guys are going to have different roles from year to year. And if that, you know, comes down to me having a little more usage or taking a few more shots, I'm happy to do that for the team. You know, it's the same for every other guy. You know, Quinn's probably going to take a huge role this year, and that's just how it goes.
A lot has been talked. You know, I always try to look at the teams that we talk about here and pick up a couple of themes. One of the consistent themes around this team is the big three, is you, is Zach Block, is Quinn Danker. Do you feel any extra sense, like, between the three of you guys, a little extra sense of pressure? Because there's a lot of new faces and young faces that are going to be expected to do more this year. But it starts with you three.
Yeah, you know, it starts with us, but I don't think that we approached it in, like, the us three have to be, like, super, super productive. I think that it came more of the mindset of, like, us three have to lead and bring these other guys along. And I think that kind of relieves the pressure because you're saying, yes, we got to do well. But we got to do well bringing these other guys along. It's not we have to carry the team. It's we have to find a way to pick them up with us. And I think that the other guys are going to step into their roles perfectly.
I'm excited to learn more about these guys because, as far as other starters, you know, Arik, also Ibu, I want to learn more about those guys, too.
Yeah.
Because it seems like every year Coach Smiley has a guy we're not talking about suddenly. Five, six, seven games into the season, we're like, where did he get that guy?
Yeah, yeah. And Arik, you know, he was on the team all last year. He's a redshirt guy. He's a great scorer. He's super athletic. And you look at Ibu, great shooter, good defensive guy. And, you know, it goes those two guys, and then you keep continuing all the new guys. Like, Egan's going to have a bigger role this year.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you have, who else? Ring is going to have a big role this year. Will Humer, Vince Delano. You know, I think those type of guys, when you look at it, I think they're going to do great. And they know what we're all about.
So. I'm pumped to get to know this team a little bit more. Looking forward to that. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, it's the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check those guys out online at interiorsprinkler.com. And we were just complimenting you. You did great on the ad, man. Well done.
Yeah.
Mike, be careful because Michael's going to bug you about doing more.
That's okay. That'd be good time.
Well, it's the Brock Wisney Show. We'll wrap it up coming up next. Stick with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Last night,
a time for thanks. We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado. Thanks for listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Just a couple minutes here. It goes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
It does. It goes by very fast.
Oh, man. You're doing fantastic. Brock Wisney in studio with us with the UNC Bears as the Bears look to get their season started tonight, 7:30 at Bank of Colorado Arena against Colorado College. You know, we've been giving tickets out for that game. People seem really pumped up and ready to go.
They're excited, man. We're excited. You know, it's going to be a great time.
I know mentally you're just – I keep asking you all these questions. Like, you're thinking about the future. What, you know, because all these guys for the Bears, we've got so many dudes playing professional basketball now, and you're like, I don't think about any of that stuff.
Yeah,
stop
no.
asking. Leave me alone.
No, I didn't say that.
No. I know you're too nice of a guy, but you're also like, I'm focused. I'm driven on what we need to do tonight.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Yeah, I'm present where we're at, and I think all the other guys are. You know, this is the first step, and we're not looking forward to Friday. We're not looking forward to next week or even the end of the year, the tournament. It's just kind of focusing on tonight and doing the best we can.
How did you guys, like, it's just a collection of pretty good dudes.
It is. Yeah, you know? Smiley recruits good guys.
I haven't met everybody on this team, but
they're all good guys.
They seem like, you know, it just, that's a big thing, too, for building. Like, there's not a lot of me guys.
Yeah.
I don't recall a lot of those dudes in the last few years.
Yeah, there's none of those guys, honestly. I haven't had a teammate that I can look back to and be like, oh, he's all about himself. And, you know, there's this funny thing he talks about, Cheddar Bob, you know, from 8 Mile.
Yeah.
How he shot himself. Cheddar Bob is when you, like, make a mistake. And we don't have guys that make Cheddar Bobs. That's the great piece of this
I
team.
Love that, man. Yeah. There's a lot of Smileyisms, I would imagine, that will
a
go
million.
Over throughout the year. Well, Brock, I'm wishing you the best of luck tonight, man. Looking forward to it. 7:30. This will be on. If you can't make it to the game for whatever reason, we'll be on ESPN Plus as well. So,
yeah,
great opportunity for folks to get to know this Bears team.
Yeah,
right,
tune
off the
in.
Bat.
It'll be fun. We got a good new team, and it'll be awesome to watch.
No, you know where I am, man. I think you're going to be the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year.
We'll
I'm
see.
Sticking with it. I'm going to be, banging that drum all season long. I did it last year for Langston, and I'm going to be tweeting about you all night, man.
We'll see how it goes. Maybe it's Quinn Dinker. You know, you got a drum for him too.
If it's a bear, I would be happy, but I would also be like, hey, selfishly, you know, I think we helped with that. Somehow these conversations put you over the top.
We'll see.
Brock, appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Best of luck tonight. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Coming up next, we've got top stories of the day, break down some of the football action from the weekend that was, all that more coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.